Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Playing Hooky Bow Fishing Podcast. I'm your host, Captain Cody. Well, we are back in Minnesota after being down in Missouri last weekend for the 2022 Bass Pro U.S. Open. It was a tougher tournament for a lot of teams, including us. We ended up in 85th place out of 222 teams, so definitely nothing to brag about, but we'll take what we can get. But it was really nice to see some of the folks that have been on the podcast and get to shake their hand and talk to them for a little bit, get to meet them in person. So definitely worth our time going down there, and good to see everybody. We are going to be doing a podcast episode about our experience down in Missouri during the Open. I'll have the other three on the tournament team on here with me, and we'll just talk about some of the stories we have from it and, you know, give you guys a little inside look on how our weekend went. So yeah, watch for that one. We'll get that one recorded and out in the next few weeks here. But I love going down to the Open every year because it's kind of the start of our season. Up here in Minnesota, obviously it's cold a lot of the time. And usually when we go down to the Open and come back, that's when it starts to warm up here. So I always look forward to going down to that tournament and then coming back knowing that the warm weather is right around the corner. And speaking of that, just about anywhere you are in the country, bow fishing should be getting hot and heavy. You know, some of those places way down south, Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, you guys have been bow fishing forever. But up here in the Midwest, things are really starting to heat up and bow fishing is really starting to get good. So if you're up here in the northern part of the country, definitely encourage you to get out, get some time on the water. We just started running trips here this past weekend. Yeah, had some really good trips. The buffs are starting to spawn. And my first trip of the year was a local fishing team of high school and middle schoolers. And so that's fun in and of itself, just to get kids out bow fishing who have never tried it before. But it just was like all the stars aligned. I mean, we took seven kids out and the buffs are starting to spawn and we were on fish all night, and these kids who have never bow fished in their lives ended up together shooting 50 fish. So that was a super awesome and encouraging way for us to start the season as guides, but also for those kids too. I mean, now they have this amazing experience with bow fishing, and that's going to stick with them for the rest of their lives. And so, you know, we're always talking about getting the next generation involved in bow fishing and getting new people involved in this sport. And it's just really ringing true and clear still right here as I record this. I mean, anytime you guys can get an opportunity to take some people who have never bow fished before or take some kids out bow fishing, I mean, I would jump at that opportunity as quickly as you can, because there are very few things in the bow fishing world that are more rewarding than getting first timers, and especially first time kids, out bow fishing and getting them on their first fish. And in the next few episodes of the podcast here, you're going to keep seeing this theme come up. So many of the people that we've been talking to and interviewing for the podcast are saying the same things. I mean, so many of us just want to get, you know, the next generation into the sport that we love. And so I'm really excited to share those interviews with you all as well, because as I've said numerous times, I just think that getting more people involved in our sport is one of the most important things that we can do. So yeah, just super excited about that. And I can't wait for you all to hear some of these episodes that we have coming out in the next few weeks here. But yeah, quick shout out to the kids that we took out last weekend. If you guys are listening, you guys were great, awesome shooters, and super fun to have out in the boat. Thanks again for coming out with us. It was super fun, super awesome. Now we'll start digging into this episode here. On this week's show, we're chatting with Seth, who runs a guide service out in Vermont. So let's dig into that. Here we go. Joining me on the show this week is Captain Seth Meenier from Real Vermont Guide Service in Vermont. And, you know, out in Vermont, they have got some really unique bowfishing experiences going on out there. I'm super looking forward to this conversation and talking with Seth about all the different kinds of fish they're shooting out in Vermont. But before we dive into the conversation, welcome, Seth. How's it going?
Oh, it's doing awesome. Glad to be on here with you.
Awesome. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm really excited for this. So let's get going, man. Why don't you give everybody a little bit of background on how you got into the sport of bow fishing?
Absolutely. So when I first started bow fishing up here at a young age, we have pike spearing. So from March 25th to May 25th, we were allowed to spear and shoot pike with firearms and long pole spears. So in little creeks, we would go out with lanterns and kind of start setting up like that. And then that kind of transitioned into the bow fishing on small aluminum boats with headlamps and that into Coleman lanterns on the front. So started out at a young age when really no one was bow fishing on this lake up here. And it was kind of just starting to come around, and it's been a really cool seeing the sport grow and everything through it and to where it's kind of at now up here.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds, I mean, honestly, really unique. You know, I mean, some of these places over here in the Midwest, you know, you can spear northern pike through the ice during the ice season, but it just sounds like, I mean, whatever means necessary pretty much to get to shoot those northern pike over in Vermont.
It's definitely a different world during the season. So we, with the fact of the kind of the firearm deal, we are allowed to shoot firearms at pike at night as well. So which is kind of a weird thing when you're out there at 1-2 o'clock in the morning and, you know, chasing down pike with the shotgun or AR, but it's a, it is definitely it's a cool experience that you don't get to have anywhere else. But then you know, with us, we probably spend 90% of our time hunting the pike with the bow and arrow. Definitely makes it way more fun, and you know, that hunt is definitely a lot cooler. And we have some big fish up here. You know, we're kind of main target size fish for these pike are, you know, around that 8 to 12 pound range, and they will go up from there. So we've got some really good size fish up here as well.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll keep talking about the northern pike in a little while here, but yeah, that's what really piqued my interest. When I saw you guys holding up northern pike, I just, you know, bow fishing and now talking about shooting them, that's super, super cool. So I'm really excited to talk about that.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about your transition into guiding. So, you know, you started out, you know, bow fishing, and then eventually somewhere down the road, you know, when did you start thinking about doing this for a living, for a business?
Yeah, so very grateful for kind of the way that the path has gone for my guiding career. I've started right out at 18 years old with a job up in Alaska for kind of guiding in general. And so that kind of opened my eyes to, you know, the world of guiding. And then so from there, went out and worked at a deer lodge for a little bit. And then got my captain's license at 19 and started the business in Vermont. So from 19 years old, was when I kind of first started the business, you know, little boat, you know, trying to get everything rolling. And that was kind of the first, you know, go around at it with the fishing stuff. And so then kind of brought bass fishing into it, and bow fishing has always been my, you know, main passion and main go-to. And so it's definitely, you know, been a cool ride and being able to guide in other places and do other stuff, but, you know, give that avenue back to bow fishing.
Definitely. That's super cool. Yeah. So what all, I guess, are you offering for your guide service? It sounds like you got a few different types of fishing you're doing.
Yeah, so for up here in Vermont, we're, you know, the bow fishing stuff, we'll do night and day trips through June, and then nighttime all the way through from May 1st all the way till the end of August. We do run bass fishing trips. I've got a center console boat that'll run bass fishing trips on, and then a pontoon boat that'll run kind of family sunset trips and Cruz is on as well up here.
Awesome. And now how long, I guess, how many years have you been guiding now?
This is going to be my seventh season up here for full-time guiding.
Nice. That's super awesome. It sounds like it's going really well, and super happy for you.
It has. It's been a, you know, up here, it's not a huge tourist destination as far as bow fishing goes and that kind of stuff. But I've got a lot of people that are here on vacation, and it is a different avenue and a different experience for them. So get a lot of people that it's their, you know, first time out on the water and getting them hooked on the sport and, you know, getting pictures of that bow they're purchasing the next night and whatever it might be. So we get a lot of people that travel to come and hunt our pike and tench and kind of knock some of those species off their bucket list as well.
Yeah, that's super awesome. I, you know, both of those things are great. So it sounds like you have kind of a mix, as far as your client base, you know, first time bow fishers and, you know, experienced. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yep. It's probably 50-50 between the two, and, which is great. You know, they're both equally fun nights on their own when you've got guys that are shooters and can put a bunch of fish in the boat, or watching that person put his first fish ever on an arrow. So it's very cool.
Definitely. Yeah, that's awesome. So let's go into, Vermont bow fishing and just kind of, I know you touched on it a little bit, like kind of when your season is, but, why don't you just dive in a little bit further? And, cause I mean, I guess for me, I know literally nothing about it. So I'd love to hear, you know, more about, what kinds of opportunities you have out there.
Definitely. So our pike season, most of the time we're kind of starting when we've still got ice on our lake. So essentially right as that ice starts kicking out, end of April, middle of April, the pike shooting is getting really good. They're going to be starting to move up to our creeks. And at that time we will have some carp getting into the sun as well. But it's very short period with those carp right this second. And they're kind of in the same creeks and stream beds. So the lake that we're fishing on up here, we really only got one body of water that we do most of our bow fishing on, which is Lake Champlain. And it's a 112-mile lake. It's a very big wind tunnel with mountains on both sides, and lots of tributaries and rivers running into it. So it gives us lots of access and different stuff to fish in different areas. And with that, we've got super clear water with the zebra mussels. So somewhere on the lake, I can find, you know, 6 foot plus visibility, you know, on a normal night. You know, obviously weather and rain and wind will kind of affect that, but I'm very lucky to have majority of clean water on the lake. And so right now our pike are moving up shallow. You know, we're shooting them in the creek mouth and, you know, a couple feet of water, and it's a, looking for those bigger ones. So they're coming up to spawn, and you'll find these smaller fish, that 20-inch range, and then looking for that, you know, big girl that's kind of hanging out on the edge of the weed patches with them.
Awesome. I'm still just kind of floored. Like, because, you know, I see northern pike bow fishing all the time, and it's just, you know, you just watch them go by, but to actually be able to shoot them, that would be, wow, that would just, it'd be cool. It would definitely be cool.
It is fun, and, you know, it's definitely we're hunting the bigger ones. We're letting a lot of little fish swim by us, and, you know, if we go out and you're majority targeting those bigger ones, and kind of the hardest thing with them right now is they're super soft fish. So getting them to, you know, your tip selection is huge. So, you know, I'm running either the grapple or a TNT all the time with them, and trying to make that shot placement, you know, towards the head, top of the body, straight up and down through them. Those low, you know, middle body shots, they're very soft. You get a lot of, you know, you're babying that fish in, especially when they get wrapped up in the weeds and that line is caught up on stuff. It's, you know, you're trying to get that thing in the boat as fast as possible.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So when you're talking about bigger ones, what is a bigger one in Vermont? What's that size range?
Our, you know, start of a good one is going to be that 10-pound range, and we'll kill them up to that 15 or 16 is a huge one. But that 36-inch to 40-inch, you know, anything within that range, you're a really good fish. That's what we're looking for out there.
Yeah, that sounds like a really good northern pike just about anywhere. So,
absolutely. Ones you can dream of on a rod and reel.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding. So are they, they must be like pretty invasive to be able to, you know, shoot them for that long out there. Is that it?
Actually, no. It all comes back to the heritage. Essentially is where the tradition, the Vermont Heritage Coalition is the one that has kind of kept this pike spearing alive for this long. And, you know, it goes back to God knows when, you know, of the ancestry of shooting pike and spearing and rifles. So it's kind of one of those, they aren't invasive. We still have a 5-fish limit on them, same limit as your rod and reel or ice fishing. But, you know, it gives us that opportunity for a alternative means to harvest them.
Nice. That's really cool. That's really cool. So before we started recording, you were talking about another fish that you get to shoot out in Vermont, and honestly, I had never even heard of it. Why don't you talk a little bit about this other fish that you have out in Vermont?
Absolutely. So the tench, and so these guys are a newly invasive species for us, and they are super invasive. And we are one of the only other lakes, bodies of water that have them in the country, other than one other lake in Washington. And so they were farm-raised fish in a pond up in Canada. They came down from a flood in through the rivers and have started to overpopulate the north end of our lake. So they'll range in size from, well, 5 years ago when we first started seeing them, they were about a foot long, you know, a couple pounds. We'd kill a handful of them a year. The year after that, we were starting to shoot them 3, 4, 5 pounds and filling a half a barrel full of them. And now where we're at now, you know, when we kind of get into the end of June, they're extremely plentiful and they're very fast fish. So you're doing a lot of shooting. So if you get a good shooter on the boat, you know, it's pretty easy to fill it up pretty quick and kill a couple hundred of them. But they're bottom feeders. They've got sucker mouths just like carp and feed along the weed beds, and they're very schooled fish. So a school of these guys would be anywhere from 50 to 100 of them in a bay.
Wow.
And you'll break that school up very quickly. So you'll come up on them, you know, get your shooting in on that one big school, and they'll kind of break up and you'll hunt them down again and until they kind of start dispersing into the back of the weed patches. But it makes for a lot of fun shooting when our carp slows down and our other species aren't as plentiful. It gives us something to shoot at for that late summer stuff. And both of those are good eating as well. So, you know, our tench and northern pike are ones that people are bringing home. They're cooking them up. You know, they're good eating fish. So, you know, that's another little bonus on those when you can get some table fare out of it as well.
Yeah, definitely an added bonus. That's great. So then is the only other fish you're shooting out there commons?
So we've got commons. We've got bowfin. We're allowed to shoot suckers, bull pout, gar. So we've got a really, you know, we've got a large species list up here on the lake as well. So, you know, it's a lot of these, once spawn starts kicking around, towards the end of the month, a lot of these nights will end up with a nice mixed bag. You know, we'll have, before the 25th, we'll have our pike, tench, carp, gar, bowpout, suckers, all in the bucket on a good night. So it's a good mix of everything.
Yeah, definitely. Really a good mix there. That's awesome. One last thing with Vermont. How is it looking for pressure out there? Are you seeing other guys bow fishing out there with you?
It's been a very crazy journey, you know, with everything. So from being out there and physically not seeing another bow fishing boat in the whole state, you know, the couple of them in New York, and when it was just starting to kind of come around to, you know, there's very few nights that I don't see another boat on the lake now, Monday through Friday. I mean, I'm fishing 7 nights a week from May 1st till August. And, there's definitely a lot of traffic. And so with that, you know, has it affected our fishery? I'm not going to say, you know, yes or no yet for another couple of years, you know, of that pressure. but definitely a lot more people getting into it, which is good. It's, you know, the fastest growing sport in the outdoor industry. And, you know, what else are you going to do that time of night? Most fun you can have.
Definitely. Yeah, that's awesome. It's definitely, you know, you love to see more people getting into it, but you kind of miss the days when you had the whole place to yourself, you know?
Love it and hate it at the same time, exactly.
That's right.
The nights where we could push the little boat off from the boat ramp, put the trolling motor in, and do all of our shooting we needed to do within trolling motor distance of the ramp and be done, to where there's nights where I'm putting on 30, 40, 50 miles to track them down. So
definitely, yeah. Cool. Well, now let's transition into one of your newer endeavors for guiding. Now you're looking at guiding for more than just the summer months. Why don't you talk a little bit about this new venture you got going?
Definitely. So the last year I started a business down in Marco Island, Florida, right outside of the Everglades National Park for the wintertime. So COVID kind of shut down my deer hunting end of stuff. So it kind of opened up my earlier October and through the winter. So it's been great. We've got a super good fishery down there. And the business has been growing good. And so we're targeting sheephead, stingrays, black drum, mullet, jacks, ladyfish. We got a really good mix of it. And then on the freshwater side of things, we've got, our Florida gar, plecos and all that other tilapia, good Florida shooting freshwater stuff. So it's been great. It's getting me on that bow fishing boat 12 months a year now and being able to kind of stay with everything.
Yeah, definitely. That's, I think that's kind of all of our dreams, right? Being able to bow fish 12 months out of the year.
It is. And very grateful to be able to kind of see this dream becoming a reality the last couple of years. And it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. That's super cool. Well, as we close out the episode here, why don't you give everybody your contact information, where they can find you on social media, so that if they want to book a trip with you, they can do that.
Definitely. So Facebook and the Vermont business is going to be Real Vermont. And we have a Facebook, Instagram, all that kind of good stuff. And then the Florida business is going to be Fight by Night Marco Island. And my cell phone number and kind of contact information will be right on there. But my cell phone is 802-338-0785.
Awesome. And how are the books looking for the rest of the year? Do you have any more openings?
So coming in towards July and end of the summer, my pike shooting is pretty much been booked up for the last, well, about a month ago. My weekends were full and kind of finished up my last booking. So pike season is, you know, I'm looking at the next 22 days straight on the water, and kind of going into June is looking like it's going to be kind of booking up too. So if you want to get out that end of July and or end of June, beginning of July time frame was, you know, should be some great carp shooting, and come get you in on some tench and knock off another one of those bucket list fish.
Awesome. Yeah, that I'm going to have to figure out a way to get out there sometime, because this it just sounds so cool out there. I would love to do that.
Absolutely. Would love to see you out here.
Awesome. Well, Seth, thank you so much for coming out and doing this podcast episode. It was super, super cool to hear about Vermont and Florida and all the cool bow fishing stuff you're doing. So thanks again, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for having me on here. Really appreciate it as well.
Great. We'll talk later.
Hey, thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you on the next one.